On 082-222-1049, I do miss Carmen's gorgeous face. Let's see what she's got for good news.
Just like that, halfway through the week, it's time for some more good news. We are taking stock of the month of September as it closes. September is a big month on the eco calendar, and something that happened from the 13th to the 18th of September is Clean Up and Recycle Week. South Africans joined together and rallied up to clean up across the country, with a total of 15,000 people having joined. John Kieser, Sustainability Manager at Plastics SA, reported that more than 15,000 volunteers took part in cleanups in the coastal areas, as well as rivers, streams, inland water sources, and in communities throughout the northern, western, and eastern Cape, and under the International Coastal Cleanup and Cleanup and Recycle SA banners. They've been doing cleanups in these regions across the country throughout the month of September. They handed out 350,000 refuse bags to coordinators, and their cleanups will continue deep into October. The good news is that a lot of the beaches they cleaned were already kept tidy, saying that the communities are doing a really good job. The areas around Simonstown and Glengarren had very clean beaches. However, 56 volunteers managed to fill 146 bags with litter when they ventured deeper inland to the nearby dune and railway perimeters. Plastics SA reported that bottle tops were the most collected macro items in both urban and non-urban cleanups. Other common plastics found included earbuds and lollipop sticks. Later this year, they will be releasing a report detailing how much was collected of each kind of plastic. This was the 25th year that Plastics SA coordinated South Africa's participation in the International Coastal Cleanup Day, the world's biggest volunteer effort for ocean health. To read up more about Clean Up Recycle Week South Africa, go to cleanupandrecycle.co.za. There's always a way you can get involved, do your bit of good, and of course, stay safe. Let's keep our environment and our oceans clean. We only have one planet Earth. I'll have more good news for you tomorrow. Carmen Karen Cross for Heart FM.